What do you need to be an expert in something? And specifically, we talk about AI, obviously, here. So welcome to another episode of The Personal Touch. This time I'm recording from the road. I'm with a pram going around. I hope I can fix the sound enough that it's a good listening experience for you. And how I'm gonna do it is obviously with AI. Yeah, so we talk about an interesting thing that bothers me or many people, as far as I know, is that the AI train already left, or is it still possible to become an expert in AI? Does it make sense to invest time in it now? And I think, yes, it does. There are certain things that are important to know. There's one thing from Malcolm Gladwell from Outliers, from the book, that he says you need to have 10,000 hours of experience in something to be an expert. 10,000 hours is a lot, is approximately, I think, 5 years or something of full-time work on a topic. And if we calculate that we had ChatGPT coming out in November 22, we did not reach that time yet. So everybody working with ChatGPT and LLMs and whatever, they are quite behind. So in general, most of the people who tell they are an expert, they are not. They're just doing that for some time and they are better at others, but no expert. So if you start now working intensively with a LLM like ChatGPT, I'm quite sure you reach that level quickly. You just have to systemize. And it's not that the first ones are the best one in doing things. There's the learning curve, yes, but you can jump ahead in the curve because now there's more material, there's more stuff that helps you learn. So the people who started in November 22, they had to figure out a lot for themselves, which helps you learn a lot, but it's not leading the way to actual knowledge of the ChatGPT bot. That means now is a good time to start, to put all your efforts in, to learn what you can do, and to look at a lot of material there is. There's classes on ChatGPT or image generation or whatever you want. There's a lot of knowledge now out that lets you jump ahead of the curve. So, first thing, you can still start with learning ChatGPT, and it does make sense. Second thing, you might think, okay, but there are people who started before November 22 working with LLMs like ChatGPT. And yes, that is true. We started somewhere in 2021 working with those models for our project we had, and it was really not good. I mean, it was surprising that a machine could answer, but you had to kind of program it. You had to find out things. A typical thing we had, we put a question in and that out came an answer, and it repeated one sentence over and over again. So the models were not really good at doing stuff. What does it mean for you? Yeah, one might say I have a little advantage that I started in 2021 working with those tools, but in my opinion, I don't have a real advantage starting earlier working with those tools, because what changed? Basically everything changed. The models work differently, better. You have to learn more about how to use them. And I mean, it's so much different and better that the difference is a real quality difference. It's like if you know how to bike, and then people say, oh, yeah, you know how to bike. It's a car. Even shift gears. Start driving with it. And yes, you would know some certain rules of traffic. But all the rest you still would have to learn totally new. That means if you now want to focus on AI, don't think it's too late. They're all just pretending to be experts. They all learn. They might be a little bit better. But follow the right people, learn the right instructions, and you definitely can jump ahead of the curve and still become an expert. And what I mean with expert is earn money with that tool. In general, there will be lots of stuff coming, lots of new stuff, things developing, like AI agents that do things by themselves. There will come a lot of stuff, and everything of that will be, again, quite new. And yes, you have an advantage if you can program things, then it's easier to test things. But on the other hand, if you have a firm, a small firm like me, we have an IT guy, yeah, then I just ask the guy to program something for me. Or you go to Fiverr and get someone programming stuff for you. It's easy to get around that lack of programming. At the moment, at least my experience, those tools won't really help you program if you don't know how to do it. But in the end, that is only a matter of time. So the lack of programming knowledge is also not in the way of learning how to use those nice chat bots like ChatGPT or Llama or Mistral. So go out, try, learn. That is the thing. Hard work is required. You have to do a lot. You have to do daily stuff with it and focused. And that would be the right time for it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already. And don't stop learning until the next episode. And don't forget, we also have a newsletter. Go to agroberlin.com/newsletter for information about AI beginner stuff. That's what we focus on. So get my newsletter to learn about the newest AI stuff.